Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word Ministry. I thank God that you are here with us today, and we pray that you be blessed from the broadcast this morning. And this morning, I don't want to prolong the time, but I want to let you know that I am the host of this broadcast show, and it is sponsored by Graham Private Christian High School, Anointed Word Bible College, and Landmark Realty. And I thank God for that. But this morning, I am just excited just to be coming before you this morning just to expound and to talk about the Word of God and how God is moving and how God is moving in the universe and how He is blessing and touching lives and saving lives. Because we do have to realize that God is yet saving as He did before. He has not changed. And as we know, that the Word does not change. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, and He changed not. And this morning I pray that you and your family is well, all is well with you and your household, and that you be blessed on this broadcast. And I pray that God will be a blessing in your household. But this morning I just want to let you know and come to your front this morning just to give you a word of encouragement and to let you know that God is yet sitting on the throne. He's yet listening. He's yet sitting there with outstretched arms, saying, come as you are, and I will in no wise cast you out. But we must know and praise God that we have to come to God just as we are. But as we come to God, we need to know that as we come to God, we come to Him in a form. Praise God, because we have to get to Him. So this morning, we're going to talk about journeying into a powerful prayer life. Journey means to take flight, to move, to make motion into a powerful prayer life. And this morning, there are sometimes, I'm quite sure, praise the Lord, that sometimes you feel like you pray, but nothing really happens. Nothing really happens when you pray. Because we all look, when we pray, we look for results. Is that right? Yes, yes, yes. We look for results. But in order to get results from God, we must learn to journey into a powerful prayer life. Yes, many people pray. Many people pray. They pray, they pray, they pray. But the most important and the most miraculous miracle is when you pray that your prayers are answered. Yes. No man wants to pray and don't see no results. But could it be that we're not praying in the format that God has already given us to do and we've gotten away from that? Yes. But this morning I ask a question. Would you like to go with me into a journey to a powerful prayer life? Taking that journey, knowing that when you pray, your prayers are heard. Knowing that when you pray, God answers your prayer. That's powerful. Because we don't pray just to pray. We pray that we want God to hear us. And we must understand that praying to God is just an open conversation with God. And this is how we communicate with Him, because we pray unto Him. And we must understand that through our prayers, this is how He hears us. We can't write a letter and it's delivered to Him, but we can mighty, 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 and do it so much and so well, we can call upon Him in prayer, in our conversation, and He hears us. Amen. And right now in society, there's so much going on right now. We all need to pray. And I remember one singer said it one time and said it so well and so profound. We have to pray just to make it today. Yes, prayer. We've gotten away from prayer. We do those instantaneous prayers, the 5-minute microwave prayers, and we figure that something should happen. But we have to spend ample time with God in the presence of the Lord in order to praise God that we may build a relationship. Because when we pray, we build a relationship with God. It is a building relationship situation that we realize that we are touching the heart of God. Amen. So this morning I'm asking the question again. Are you willing, would you like to just come along with me? It's free. Just come along with me. The journey is free. It's a free journey. But you must, praise God, be willing to put something in it while you're on this journey. Would you like to journey into a powerful prayer life? And the first question I would like to ask today, why pray anyway? Pray, you know, why do all this praying? Well, we got to pray for. I've heard some people say prayer don't work anyway. Well, I need to pray for. But I'm going to ask the question again, why pray? Now, is there a time that you may feel within yourself, praise the Lord, that you have no power? Your prayers have no power. And do you ever really wonder how? Do you know how to pray? But now, this is an interesting thing, praise the Lord, because, you know, when I was studying and I was doing this, I found out how Jesus and his disciples went about and they traveled through the universe and they went here and they went there. And they asked him a question. You know, out of all the things they was with the Lord doing, they never asked him, Lord, show me how to make this devil come out. Show me how to make a miracle happen. Show me, Lord, what I must do to make it happen. But guess what they asked him? Lord, teach us how to pray. Now, that was so much impressive. That was impressive to me. Out of all the things they've done, out of all the things they've done, they always asked him the question. They asked him the question, Lord, teach us to pray. We don't know anything else. I don't want to know how to cast out a devil. I don't need to know that. All I need to know is that you are teaching me how to pray. Teaching me how to pray. So they asked that question, and it said to them that I will show you. Since you're so interested in this, and you know God was just impressed with that, because out of all I've shown you as my disciples, you never asked me to cast out a devil. You never asked me how to heal one. You never asked me how to feed them. But you asked me the most important question in life today, Lord, teach me how to pray. And the Lord was impressed with that. And then Jesus shared with them the model prayer that he gave us today that we should pray. The model prayer. Not the Jabez prayer, but the model prayer. Our Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. He taught us that. That is the model prayer. Of course, yes, we're going to praise him and add to that or whatever, but as long as we stay in the Word of God, because the Word of God moved God, because he said it, he is him, he is the Word, and that is why we have to stay in the Word. When we are praying, stay with the Word. Stay with the Word of God. In the Word of God. Just let the Word stay in us. We stay in the Word, and we realize. And we realize that God's Word works. There's one thing we know, that the Word will work if you work it. Mm-hmm. It'll work if you work it, but you got to work. Yes. And then he asked him, he said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Now, we asked the question a few minutes ago, why pray? Why do you want to pray? But I want to let you know there are three or four things, the reason you should pray. You should pray because, first of all, prayer is a command. God commands us to do that. He told us to do that. And Jesus said it back in his manner, that we should lead through an example. And we must pray just to make it today. But I just thank you for just listening to me today. And there is more great, 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 and much, much more that will come out of this. Praise God, because we're going to go into a journey that will teach us how to pray. Realize that prayer is one of the most untapped resources in the universe that man has never tapped into, even into the depths of it. We're just at the top of it, but there is depth in prayer that we must learn to go in order, praise God, to get our prayers answered by giving God's word, by giving God his word, not your word, but his word, and because the word moved God. Amen. The word moved God. The one thing I would like to say, praise God, and ending this, praise God, the time just went by so fast, but just ending this is to say this, I do not pray to move man, but I pray to move God. And when you pray to move God, God will move on your behalf. This is what we have to learn to do. Stop trying to move man and how you sound in your prayers and how eloquent you speak when you pray. But you must learn to pray to move God. And God, in turn, will move man on your behalf. He will do it because he promises. And, Father, I thank you today because I realize that you is what matters. Your word is what matters. Your word is what matters. And this is what moves you, is your word, because you said the word became flesh and it dwells among us. You are the word. God, teach us how to pray your word back to you, that we may be effective in going through the journey into a powerful prayer life. Father, I'm grateful, and I thank you. I praise you, and I love you. Forever teach me how to reach you through the word, because I know that prayer is a command. And I thank you, Father God, for commanding us that we should pray. Because you stated it, praise God, in Matthew 7:7, asking it shall be given unto you, and seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. That's your command. You said it, and you will do it. And Father, I thank you, because you also said, Father God, that Father God, if we are knocking and we're seeking the commandment, praise God, that you have given unto us, we will be able to go, praise God, and do this in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, where you stated, I am to pray without ceasing. I don't get tired, I don't get weary, but I pray without ceasing. And when I pray without ceasing, things begin to happen because I'm praying your word back to you. And when we pray without ceasing, that means our spirit prays. Yes, yes. The spirit prays through the day. As long as we're going, we're praying silently, we're praying in our cars, we're praying in our homes, we're praying, praise God, on our job. We're praying as we go to and fro inwardly because the Spirit prays, because we know not what to pray for. But we must learn to pray the word of God. The word work if you work it. Yes. The second command, God, to allows us to allow the God to meet our needs is by what? In the Lord's Prayer, you teach us how to pray, and that you can meet all our physical, psychological, and spiritual needs. You tell us these things because you said it, and God, you're not a God that you should lie. You said it, you shall do it. And you said to praise God, if we don't ask, we have not because we don't ask. We need to ask you, God, and you want to hear it from us. You want to hear it directly from the mouth of your children. Yes, Father, I appreciate you. Thank you, Jesus. Well, then you also said it, Father God. You put it, praise God, in plain terms. When you said to us, praise God, if we do what you tell us to do, so that I will, you know, I will receive and my joy will be full. Praise God, I don't have to run around here being all bogged down and worried because I realize that it's your word that moves you. Your word moves you because you can. Thank you, Father. And at this time, praise God, I just want to say thank you once again for allowing me to come into your home. I pray that you're blessed. Until this time, next Saturday, I pray for you that you will come along with me on this journey and journey into a powerful prayer life. You be blessed. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.